You're listening to WSCL and WSTL and WESM, Delmarva Public Media. My name is Christopher Rank. I'm joined now by Brian Daniels. Brian is the host of Afternoon Jazz on WESM, and he's a man who knows a thing or two about music from the inside and from the outside. He knows a lot about music. Brian has kind of an interesting relationship between music and video games, something that I think a lot of us don't really think about too much.
Yeah,
kind of interesting. So take it away.
Okay, well, I mean, a lot of people, you know, think that video games are just for younger people, millennials perhaps. You know, here I am about half a century old, and I've been playing video games practically all my life, believe it or not. And so, but one of the great things that has come along technologically is that the soundscape for video games has become a lot more sophisticated than the early days when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, where we had just that electronic MIDI music sort of thing happening. But once the technology kind of caught up, you know, we were able to get, you know, high fidelity music available, you know, so now we've got a situation where doing music scores for video games is big business. And, you know, you've got full-blown orchestras now who actually perform this music. And one of the examples I'd like to talk about, for example, back in 1999, there was a game called Homeworld. It's a science fiction type game that I like to play, strategy game, real-time strategy game. And the overarching theme in the music is Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. I don't know if many of you are familiar with that, perhaps you are. It's been overused, I would say, in a lot of movies, come to think of it. Platoon, for example, comes to mind.
Oh, I was just thinking of Platoon, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely in that. But in the Homeworld game back in 1999, they did an interesting thing with that. It's not done with strings, but it's actually done vocally. So all the string parts are done vocally. It's a choral piece. And it sounds so fantastic. It's that much more beautiful. It sounds even more haunting, actually, than the string arrangement, in my opinion. But the thing that I love about video games these days is that the music has become so rich and so lush that you almost, matter of fact, video game music has almost become a cottage industry in and of itself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I love to listen to it, you know, they're like literally original soundtracks that are available for purchase from these video games that are out there that you can actually, you know, purchase and listen to at your leisure. You know, it's absolutely fantastic.
You're listening to our spring membership drive here on Delmarva Public Media. The phone number to call if you'd like to support us is 410-543-6895. Or you can visit our website, delmarvapublicmedia.org. So I've had the same experience. I remember playing, you know, the old Atari. or, you know, remember the music from Street Fighter? It was very like...
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
So I have a 10-year-old son. He has a Nintendo Switch. And one of the games he bought... about a year ago, we were both playing it all the time, was the latest version of the Zelda games. It's Breath of the Wild or something like that. So the game is one of those immersive ones where you're running around and you've got this whole world where you can interact with people and fight orcs and do all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But the music is symphonic music. And I was thinking about, you know, all these people who are a little bit worried about your kids spending too much time in front of those video game consoles. Okay, maybe that's not the greatest thing, but on the other hand, there is an entire generation of children who are growing up listening to symphonic music, music without drums and without rock guitars and without vocals. Right. They're just getting used to, it's just part of their experience. They're used to hearing violins and cellos and basses. And I think that has kind of removed maybe some of the, I don't want to say stigma, but some of the uncool factor that I think classical music used to be saddled with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, because, you know, now that it's become part of the mainstream, and, you know, at least in terms of video games, yeah, absolutely. You're right about that.
Yeah. So there's some kind of hope for the future. I think, you know, a lot of children, which, by the way, if you have young folks at home, you know, and they've been playing these video games and you can hear this lush music in the background, don't be afraid to put on WSCL and have just tell them it's video game music. Lie to them for a while. Who cares? Daddy's listening to video game music again. The other morning, by the way, they played the theme to Angry Birds on Performance Today. So that was pretty amazing to listen to. And, you know, again, taken out of the context of the video game, it's a nice piece of symphonic music. It sounds like it could have been something that was written in 1850. You don't know.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And in fact, you know, there have been several concerts that I've actually seen where the orchestra specialized in playing video game music, and I thought it was absolutely fantastic.
And
I loved it.
I'm sorry, it's amazing how good, and this isn't, sometimes you hear things like, you know, classical music for children, and then you hear the music and it ends up being kind of wishy-washy and watered down and all that. The music that's being produced for these video games is just as sophisticated as the music that was being written 100 years ago or 200 years ago. It's pretty good.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you on that.
So what... If you have a game right now that you're playing that's got some kind of music that you can recommend to anybody, is there anything out there like that?
Well, let me see. There's, right now there's a game that I'm still playing called Civilization V.
Oh, and the old Civilization game where you build your empire. You take over all the empires.
I didn't know
that was still going on.
Yes, I think they've already gone to Civilization VI, which I don't have yet. But Civilization V, the great thing about that is, you know, it takes music from different places from around the world, depending on which, you know, region of the world you're playing. Mm-hmm. For example, if you decide to play the part of somebody who's from Europe and you'll hear European music, you'll hear music from like the Middle East, and it's all very, very lush. And I mean, it's like I can't even tell you how many hours of this music is on this thing, and I haven't even heard it all yet. You know,
that's crazy.
But it's crazy. It really is. And then just another game that I like a lot too, and this is kind of like outside of the classical realm just a little bit. But there's another game called L.A. Noir, where you're playing a cop from the post-World War II era in Los Angeles. And the music that's all throughout that, it has that kind of like dark kind of string and horn jazz kind of combined sort of thing happening, you know, hence the name L.A. Noir. Mm-hmm. It's great. And then like the music that's on the radio as you're like driving your car, or if you're in a building, you know, these are pieces of music from that era. And it's really fantastic to listen to.
All right, hold on. You're listening to Delmarva Public Media. My name is Chris Frank. I'm joined by Brian Daniels from WESM. We've been talking about music in places you may not expect to find it, in video games and other things. We have an intern here at WSCL who was telling me about this crazy game called Fallout, which I have no idea what Fallout is.
It's
post-apocalyptic. It doesn't sound like it's a lot of fun, but apparently it is. It's post-apocalyptic, and you're running around trying to go from one bunker to another. But apparently the music in that, and that video game is a lot, and I don't know if it's directly from the 1920s and 30s, but it's pretty hotsy-totsy music. So
a lot of it is.
Yeah, so again, here you have an entire generation of children or young people or college people who are growing up listening to music that probably they never really had much exposure to before, and if they did, would have been sort of like, oh, that's that's some other era's music that's not mine. So it's amazing what video games are doing to, in a positive way, what video games are doing to musical culture.